Well, good morning and welcome to our Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host this morning. Just coming back from Global Conference in Atlanta, and I think we are all on fire. Just what a fabulous, fabulous weekend. And so for those of you who are with us, that's fantastic. And if you weren't able to be with us, we're going to do a little bit of a recap here this morning and have some conversation around some of the stuff that we are doing and the action that we are in since we got out of Global Conference. But just as a reminder, every Monday we come together to get our business off on the right foot, to be thinking ahead to the week ahead, to the month ahead. Sometimes, obviously, on Monday mornings we're at the end of the month, and sometimes we're at the beginning of the month, and right now we are smack dab in the middle. Tomorrow's the 15th of the month, so plenty of months left to get lots of exciting things done in your business. On these calls, we talk about product topics and business topics and personal development topics, and, of course, it is an interactive call, so if there's something very specific to your business that you want to make sure we discuss, please don't hesitate to ask the questions and throw that out there. We want to make sure that this call helps to move your business forward. So my thought today was, just coming back from Global Conference, that we actually spend some time and talk about what type of activity we are already in and what we're planning on getting done this week with all the excitement. You know, you come back from a conference, and sometimes it's easy to say, well, I'm going to just get my head around everything. I'm going to organize everything. But we need to get into action. And so I'd love to hear what people are doing, some of the things that they're doing to get into action right away, and what you're planning this week. And I will start just to give people an opportunity to sort of be thinking and pulling some thoughts together so we can make sure that this is an interactive call, not a Jennifer Glacken talking call. So what I've already done, I actually, on my way home, I was flying home and I flew home early yesterday, which was Sunday, and I actually planned a meeting. So I went from the airport, came home, dropped my luggage off, and actually got back in the car and drove and did a meeting, did an opportunity meeting. So I signed this, upgraded a customer to a business partner yesterday, so a qualified distributor yesterday, and I've sold 7 tickets for Las Vegas to people who worked with us at the conference in Atlanta. So far that's what I have done since I've gotten home yesterday. So what are some thoughts? What have you guys been doing? What are your plans for this week to do? So what would you guys like to share? No one wants to share anything? Giving them anything planned?
Hey, Jennifer, Sharon. I didn't have a meeting when I got home yesterday, but I did really work on being fully present with my family. And, you know, that was, it's just, there's so many things at your conference that were just awesome. And so for this week, our team has planned, and actually we've planned before we left, several different open houses so that we could have people come in. We know it's a busy time of year, so we decided to have some open houses and invite people in to come and test and try the new products that we have. And so my plan for today specifically and this week is to get on that phone, and I want to make sure that I am personally inviting as many people as possible to come to these open houses that we have planned, because my goal for the rest of this month is to sell at least 6 of the youth kits. So that's kind of where I'm.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Very, very exciting, very exciting. Okay, so who else would like to share?
Hi, Jennifer, Marianne. Hello?
Go ahead, Marianne.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you.
No.
I got home yesterday. I spent some time with the family, and we kind of made we sat down. Brett and I sat down and kind of I told him what happened to the conference and shared what happened, and we just planned. I told him what my plans would be. My plans are, and shared it with him, and I set up an appointment. I have 2 appointments today to do the hand demo, and I am determined to sell to you today. It's today.
That's excellent. So what were some of the other plans that you shared? You said you shared all the plans with him. So what were some of the other plans that you shared with him?
Our plan for the future by next year, and that we are going to we'll invite as many people to Las Vegas next year.
Very good. Very, very good. Okay. Who else would like to share? This morning, so for those of you who may have just fallen off the call a little bit late, we're talking about what we are doing since we've gotten back from conference in our business, what we've got planned, maybe something that you did yesterday, maybe some of the strategizing on the plane, whatever it is that you're willing to share, that you've got plans for action with what you've learned at the conference.
Hey, Jennifer, it's Dorothy.
Hey there.
I just want to say it's like on our 8-hour road trip back from Atlanta back down to Florida. It's like my brain was buzzing like a bee, and making phone calls and sending texts and reaching out to touch a lot of people. And then we are scheduling a big event over at my house. It's like an open house. It's like where I will be doing tests and showing the product on the back of people's hands. And then lots of networking and lots of phone calling and making those contacts and reaching out to the people to let people not only know about the fact that we have excellent products that are proven and patented and guaranteed to work, but that we also have an excellent opportunity. It's like, so, because I think we need to get that word out to people and help people, I think, that are hurting out there that needs the extra money coming in. So it's a very exciting time, and I cannot wait.
Awesome. I can hear the excitement in your voice.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. Who else would like to share? What do you have planned this week? What have you already done to get your business moving forward since the conference?
Hi, Jen. This is Teresa.
Hey there.
Hey, so yesterday I got home, we got home on Saturday, but on yesterday I had a message from a current customer who wanted some information. And when I spoke with her, she purchased the kit right away and the full kit. And then I had another person I had called, I had owed a phone call to, and I just happened to mention that we launched this new skincare set. And she said, tell me more about it. She told me, and she, of course, asked the price, and she said, wow, that is so reasonable. And she had just spent $90 on one bottle of cream. She didn't even say what it was for, and she spent almost $70 or $80 on a bottle of something similar to a BB cream. And she actually said to me, I'm going back to the store where I purchased it. It was actually a spa. And she said, I'm going to return it. And then I'm going to, and she said, go ahead and order me one of these skincare sets because I'm going to get that. And she must have just ordered this or purchased this on Thursday or Friday. So she was so excited. And, I think that what I think can happen with this, because they're going to see results very quickly on their skin, since I noticed it on everybody at conference who was using it, is that they're going to start telling a lot of people quickly. Because in her mind, she had already thought of a couple people that this would be good for. And so I think it's going to bring up that business conversation very easily.
I would agree. I mean, look what already happened. I mean, just two conversations and you sold two systems, right?
Right. And they were so easy to get. It was so easy to get in the conversation. And the first word that she had said, don't tell me that this helps with collagen. And I said, okay, I won't tell you that it does, but it does. And then she said, I don't even need to know the price. Just get it for me. And that's when she told me, I just said, well, out of curiosity, what did you just, buy and what did you spend on something, just so I know. And when she told me the price of what she just purchased and it wasn't anything that did what ours did, and it was only for one bottle, I was like, wow, do we have a value here?
Well, and I think that that's the common theme. I mean, most skincare systems are really, really expensive, very, very high-end and very expensive, especially if they are making your skin change topically. You know, there's all the Estee Lauders and the Shiseidos and some of those higher-end products. And all it does, though, is topically change your skin, whereas this goes down to a cellular level. And it really does increase the collagen at cellular level. So really powerful product line. And we've got to market that. We've got to let everybody know. Okay, so who else would like to share something that you've got, either that you've done in your business since you've gotten back or that you're planning on doing this week as you move forward from the conference?
Good morning, Jennifer. It's Bob Kofod.
Hey, Bob.
How are you? Obviously excited.
Good to hear you. Good to hear you on the call. We don't get to hear you very often on Mondays.
Well, when you get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, you take the next day off. But Sunday I just played for myself down in Atlanta, but I was marketing. I got three no's. what I am going to do when I get off this call, there's three people on the top of my chicken list. One guy is a body paint artist and does the stuff for, like, movies and stuff like that, and he works with a lot of models. So I'm thinking, hey, look, they got to take all that stuff off, and I'm going to ask them, what do the girls use? And, you know, are they worried about how it's coming off, blah, blah, blah. You know, just ask questions from him first before I tell him that. Then there's two people I have that have lost their jobs that I'm going to say, hey, you know, here's an opportunity. Yes, no, you know, go through the whole presentation of it. And I'm going to knock off those three chicken lists. Then in my mind, I was thinking about just going online, looking for people that do makeups for weddings and what have you. Cold call them, see who I know in my network that have friends that do hair or makeup, and hey, here it is. Yes or no? Let's move on. I'm ready to roll here on that one line. And then I've also been on a chicken list too that I want to hit probably tomorrow. I'm thinking is there's a longtime high school friend of mine that owns a gym in the area. So go over there, check out her gym, see what she's got, and pitch the peer performance products to them and the opportunity. Obviously, hey, how do you retain your customers? If they go, here's a way to keep retaining them, you know. So that's just a few things that are just going through my head. Don't want to take up
just a few things. No, that's awesome, and I can hear the excitement in your voice too, Bob. That's awesome. Okay, who else would like to share? What do you have going on in your business? What's been going on since, you know, in your mind in terms of planning or something that you've actually done action-wise since coming back from conference? Oh, come on.
Good morning, Jennifer. This is Denise. I had an aha moment while I was at the conference this weekend. I have a 25-year-old daughter who's a cosmetologist, and she is engaged to be married, and the gentleman that she's engaged to is involved in fitness. And as I was watching the young couples come across the stage, I just had this aha moment that it's time for my daughter, because for me, it was always, I knew that I was going to be able to pass this business along, and I had hoped that at some point my girls or my boys, somebody would jump in and, you know, not just inherit the business, but maybe do the business and see all the benefits, right? And it was watching those young couples, and I just got so excited. So I sent some texts to my daughter while I was there letting her know that we have an incredibly new skincare and BB cream, and she jumped back right away, and she's like, I cannot wait to hear more about it. And she's like, now this is something I could definitely market. So I'm excited to be able to share the opportunity with them. It's been a great conversations over the weekend, and the excitement that you see in their young eyes, right, and knowing that they're going to be able to move forward with it. So it's super exciting.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations to both of you, really, because, I mean, now you found something that she could be really passionate about, but you also had the courage to talk to her about it. I mean, you probably talked to her about Shackley in the past, and it hasn't been the same type of a conversation, right?
No, that's exactly right. And Shackley hit it right on the head when they're using, obviously, the right verbiage. Danielle is 25, and her fiancé is a couple years older, but that whole generation, they're reading labels, and they're looking at stuff. And while she truly loved the Enfucel in the past, she kind of really did bits and pieces of it because of certain ingredients, right? So, and not that we had anything questionable, it's just other brands maybe were using different verbiage. And so now, not only do we have the products and the science, right, but we have that verbiage, the vegan-free, the cruelty-free. You know, a lot of the millennials want to see that. And, of course, Shackley's done a great job of packaging it. And the BB cream is huge. It's, I did ask the makeup artist at the Shackley conference what the difference was, because to a lot of us it sounds like a tinted concealer or a tinted moisturizer. But the BB cream actually has more coverage. And it's something that the millennials know exactly what a BB cream is. So, again, great job. Kudos to Shackley for offering products that, you know, are going to move us to that next generation.
Isn't it funny? I mean, I really didn't know what a BB cream was either. When Shackley first said we were coming out with a BB cream, all of us at the table, because all of us were older generation, we're all looking at each other going, what the heck's a BB cream? And, you know, Heather knew her stuff, and this is something that Heather really pushed for because she understands the value of tapping into that millennial market. And you're right. Every millennial knows exactly what a BB cream is, which is just crazy.
Yeah.
You think that they wouldn't, but they do.
Mm-hmm. And they want it.
Go ahead. They want it. They want it because.
And they want it. And, you know, the price of ours is so reasonable. If you take a look at, if you just go to any of the department, you know, Ulta or any of the other stores that are selling BB creams, you're not going to get certainly the product that we have by any means, but I think it's $35 for each tube. That's extremely reasonable and definitely in the millennial budget, even though, you know, some younger generation or some of us in the older generation think, how could they spend, you know, $35 on one product? They absolutely will, especially for a BB cream, not to mention the skincare.
Right. Yep. The check is perfectly positioned, right? Perfectly for the right market. And a lot of people, when Shackley stopped selling Minerals, which was our makeup line, a lot of people were really concerned about, you know, what do we put on our skin? And having that layered right up against your skin, that foundation part is really probably one of the most important pieces from a health perspective of your skin. And then you can layer on top of that the blushes and everything. And Shackley didn't want to get into all the colors. It's just a really hard market to be a part of. But I think the BB cream really bridges that gap for what we've needed. Okay, who else would like to share something that you have done to get ready for this week after conference, maybe something that you did on the airplane going home, or what are your plans or something that you've done since the conference?
Did you put George?
We have lots of folks on the call here. Who else would like to share?
Good morning, Jennifer. It's Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. Like Marianne, I did talk to my husband too when the night I got home. I got home late Saturday night, and I mean, we were out at midnight taking a walk around the neighborhood, and actually went and got some breakfast. And he wanted to know a lot of stuff, which he normally didn't really want to know a lot. He takes tons of vitamins, but he was very interested, and so talked to him about some of my goals and asked him some questions because he has a good business mind. I was really exhausted. I'm kind of like the person that doesn't get charged. I mean, I get charged while I'm there with all the energy, but I need 24 hours to recover when I get back. So I was making plans on paper and or on my dry erase board, and I was pitching in my recycle bin all of the old materials from Shackley to clean out my office better so that I can make room for the new stuff. I do have a poolside chat later on this afternoon about 4 o'clock with a couple of girls. One's already a qualified distributor. She's not real active, but she absorbs everything, and she's got at least one friend that's coming with that wants to know what was new at conference. So, and I have my dry erase board where I'm taking notes even now as you guys are sharing your stuff on ideas that I can put on my list.
Well, and that's exactly why we wanted to share this morning, was so that we could charge all of us up with all the activity and the ideas and the energy that people have come back from conference with. And for those of you, I know we've got some folks who are on the call here who did not go to conference. And I would just encourage you, if you're building a Shackley business, being at the global conference is critical. It's one of those things, any type of a business that we're a part of, there's continuing training, continuing education, and this is our Shackley continuing education. From a Shackley perspective, to learn about the new product launches, to hear all the science, to get all of the information, not to mention something that you can't do outside of the conference is to grab all of that energy that comes from being there, all the testimonials, the stories that are shared, just the energy and the synergy. So please, please, please go online and get your tickets for Vegas for next year. That's where the conference is for 2018, is out in Las Vegas. And get your tickets. Make that commitment to go. One question that came up, and I just want to briefly share this one comment. People have been asking questions about the hotels. When we book hotels at a global conference and then cancel them down the road, Shackley gets stuck with all of those, and Shackley has to actually pay the bill for that. So Shackley's stopping doing that. And so you're going to find that when you call the hotels, they're going to require a non-refundable deposit. And so what the hotel is doing is the hotel is getting that deposit from somebody. They're either getting it from Shackley, and Shackley has said that they're no longer going to do that because not this year, but last year, it was over $1 million in canceled hotel rooms. So this year, Shackley said they're not going to do it for the Vegas event. So you're going to find that when you make that when you book that hotel room, that you have to put a non-refundable deposit down. But I want to just encourage you to do that because that just puts you one step closer from a commitment perspective. Buying your global conference ticket, committing to going by buying that hotel and paying for that one night so that you know that you are going. Because when you make that commitment, there's just a different energy level that comes with that. And we want to be at the global conference. That's one event that I would encourage everybody to be at. And then the second thing is I would really encourage everybody to be considering going to the GoPro event, which is also out in Vegas. It's the Eric Worre event. Most of you have read the GoPro book, and that's an industry training event. And so we need those types of things. We need industry training, and we need Shackley training. And if you can put those things on your goal board, and if you can make those things a reality every single year, your business will move forward because you're educating yourself and you're doing the personal development on yourself. Okay, back to the topic at hand. What else would you like to share that you've got planned since you've left the Global Conference over the weekend? What do you have planned for this week? What have you already done? What's some of the strategy? Let's just continue to share here. Who else would like to go? We've got lots of folks on the call here. I don't want to call some folks out who haven't spoken yet. So go ahead and let's just share. Just what are you excited about? What have you got planned for your business?
Jennifer, this is Sharon. I had a really, this is just a little different kind of where you're at, but it's the same stuff as we were on a plane yesterday morning, early, instead of sleeping, I pulled out all of my notes and I read through all of my notes that I had taken and some of the key points that I just felt God was highlighting, you know, things that are said and things that just jump out at you. And one thing that Morgan Klein said, which was complexity is the enemy of execution. That jumped out at me hugely because planning at times has been hard for me. There's so many different things, and I see everybody else doing lots of stuff, and then I sink into failure because I'm not doing what they're doing, and I'm not going there, right? You know, we're all unique. We're all individual, and it's just been a process for me of just really continuing to find that place that's mine and to own my specific business, and I'm finally grabbing my place around that, exactly where I want to go and why I want to go and who, and that why has been really significant this year. So I took all those notes and that, you know, complexity. How do you plan around, okay, so this is what I want to do, and creating a simple plan that's actually going to move me ahead. And there were just some things also in the Brian Biro thing that struck me just breaking through. And then there's been a ledge that I've been sitting on. It was really interesting because with one of my downlines, the experience I actually had with her taught me a lot about myself and my business and my leadership. And how my mindset of being a bother to people wasn't just in how I was talking to people or selling a product, but also it was hugely affecting a lot of other areas. And that was really huge for me to realize that I wasn't believing enough in the power of myself. And, you know, like he was saying, such untapped potential that we're all underachievers. And there's so much more we all have. And it was such a visual experience and such a just an internal experience, like, oh my gosh, like that is a huge piece of what's been holding me back, and I didn't even realize that that's where that was manifesting itself. So it was fun to sit through and to look through those notes and realize, okay, this is where I can take the power back, and this is where I can move ahead as I connect with my team, and this is how I can create a cleaner plan as I connect with my members and with new members and even my family. So that, to me, as I look at that and who I am and where I'm going, I was extremely thankful. Like, I just kind of opened that door, and I'm sure it was just a powerful experience. I'm sure everybody who was there that day, that the things that we kind of broke very, you know, physically as we were hitting those boards will be things that we will continue to break through as we go forward in the year. So that, to me, is a huge place where I know that I'm going to see huge growth in my team and in my business and in my members. And my voice is hoarse not because I have a cold, but because I'm screaming so much that evening or that morning, whatever it was. So anyway, that's kind of where I was. I didn't end up coming together with just like the specific, like, this is the list who I'm calling, but just a soul, you know, just settledness and conviction and just drivenness, you know what I mean? Just, okay, this is what I needed for that next place. So it was really fun to kind of go over all that, put it together. And so as I come back today, I don't have to sort through that. I'm ready to go right into the things that I have planned and to step into them in a completely different way.
Right. Oh, that's powerful. Really powerful.
And that's the type of thing, you know, what you just were speaking of there is some of what happens at a conference that you can't, sort of the intangible part, right, that happens at a conference. Some of those mental breakthroughs that happened, and obviously the topic was breakthrough this year, so there were a lot of things done and designed to help you have breakthroughs. But that's what you did. You broke through some of the pieces that were holding you back. So, bravo. Who else would like to share?
Jennifer, it's Jackie again. I wanted to piggyback on what Sharon just said when she said that she wanted to uncomplicate things. When you were speaking at a general session, you got up there. You weren't up there long explaining how to do the preferred members and the qualified distributors. You were brief, to the point, and off the stage. And that action, along with what you said, just I love that Shackley supports that smart dashboard and made it so uncomplicated for us to sit down. And I feel so good about meeting with the girls tonight because it's going to be so much simpler and easy.
Yes, it is. If we don't complicate it, right? Because
right.
It's easy to complicate things, and it's easy to keep getting into more and more detail and giving too much information. And so just remember, when you feel like you've got to give more information, just stop yourself, because that's a lot of times what complicates things. The more information we are sharing sometimes is really overcomplicating something that could be very simple.
Well, I've learned a lot from being on these calls with you and the group, with Teresa and Denise and you hosting the calls. You guys master the moment of silence. I mean, you'll stay silent for a really long time waiting for people.
Well, when you ask a question, you have to let people think. And actually, I mean, I watch it happen all the time in even business meetings. So I was with a leader over the weekend. We did a lunch, and it was a business appointment in essence. And so, you know, you ask a question, and then you need to let the person think through what their answer is. And the leader kept interrupting the distributor because the silence was too long. And what happens is you disrupt the flow. You disrupt that person's thought process. And so if you can be silent and you can stay silent for a significant amount of time to let the person process and think it through, they'll give you an answer. They'll tell you what's going on in their head. And we need to know that, especially if we're trying to help people design their future, dream, even improve their health. You know, a lot of times we ask people a question and we start talking before they give us their answer. So just important to remember that. Okay, so we're really at our time here, unfortunately. I think we could talk about this for hours and hours and hours, because I know everybody's on fire coming back from the global conference. Just remember, this is a prime opportunity for you to capture all of the excitement that you've come back with. If you didn't get an opportunity to go to the global conference, you still have an opportunity to share what's new in Shackley with all of your customers, all of your business partners, because this is the time to get out there and share it. It's a reason to call people to say, hey, we've got this new skincare line. Hey, we've got these new sports nutrition products. For your people who've been building businesses, you want to walk through and explain to them the change between, you know, the fact that we no longer have power bonuses and gold bonuses anymore, and we now have the success bonuses. And so making sure that you let your business partners know that. And so capitalize on the excitement, capitalize on your excitement, and let's get out there and really turn that into action this week. So we'll be back here same time, same place next Monday morning. So have a fabulous Shackley week and a fabulous Shackley day. Goodbye, everybody.